The speaker in the next poem is a twin, an identical twin. I was thinking about the phenomenon of identical twins, which is, I think, endlessly fascinating. And it occurred to me that, in a way, identical twins sort of make manifest what exists for all of us, because we, the rest of us who don't have a twin, carry our twins inside of us, our doubles. Identical twins. Because we call for the moon at exactly the same moment, it rises over the hard-packed snow. Nor can we differ about the snow, whether it has to do with dying or is the merciful blank page we need to start over. Sister, you and I need no mirror. It's the others I wonder about, the twinless ones who move their lips or mutter as they walk to work and back, inventing you. A head, a body, a voice as true and familiar as their own, replying, yes, yes, yes. Most of the time, it's their eyes turned inward which betray the conversation. I think of them hurrying home tonight, locking their doors to be alone with a lost, indispensable twin who waits, a brilliant mirror on the other side of the dark.